cancer? And to find the answer, if you don't know it right away, you can go to the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. That's the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. We're going to give you the answer just a little bit later on in the program. Right now, we're going to take a 15-minute break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. But don't you fret. I'm going to be right back. Kiara Shear, Kelly, along with Pastor Mike and Miracles. That's going to kick off another session of music.
The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join him as he preaches and teaches the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
I hadn't been here since that particular incident. But I want to say to us on this Black History Month, this Black History Year, it ought to be Black History 365. If the truth be told. I just really want to open up by talking about how we still have to fight.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord, every day. Every day.
And we cannot relax the vote.
That's right.
We must really press the vote. And she said something good has to come out of this. She was actually right. It is sad when police officers has adopted violence.
Yeah.
And it's always been there.
Yes.
You just hadn't really seen it.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. I've been doing this thing over 30 years. And the sad part about it, police can have an infraction in one city.
Come on.
Then go work in another city and bring bad behavior from one place to another.
Amen.
I know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Very good. Very good.
They get in trouble in one part of the state. Go get hired in another part of the state and bring their bad behaviors and then just spread it all over the state. That's how it goes. You don't know it. You're just a little citizen trying to make it home, not realizing that you may not make it. It's one thing to have to fight carjackers and thieves. But another thing when you got to fight to protect and to serve. No one expect to have to do this. But I don't care if you beige or black. If you're wrong,
you're
just wrong.
Wrong.
Right. And everybody have to stand accountable.
Yes. Yes.
Reverend Guillory. One of the sad things is that they hide behind the badge. What do you mean, Rev? This is what I mean. I mean because some of them cannot be sued personally. So therefore, they don't have to worry about losing anything they didn't work for. Because they're protected. But I believe that protection needs to be removed.
Sure do.
If I get in my car and go and hit someone, I ain't protected. I'm going to have to deal with the consequences. We have certain laws designed to protect certain things and certain people that we really have to move out the way so justice can be dealt with. It hurts when I see injustice done to anyone. I don't care what color you are.
Right.
Injustice is just injustice.
That's it.
Yes.
But it seems like things really don't move until they get into the other neighborhood.
Yeah.
If Nichols had been another color. Brianna would have been another color. Then things seem to would be moving a little swifter. But sometimes not necessarily so. We have children being killed in classrooms.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes.
And things are still moving. Slow. Seems like we got it all twisted in Washington.
Oh, yes,
seems like we ought to start voting.
Yellow.
Seems like that's the only thing somebody understands. I know you didn't come here for this moment.
But
your child shouldn't be driving home following all the rules.
That's right.
Of engagement. I understand, keep your hand on the steering wheel, follow every order that the officer says. But when the officer just gets out and snatches you about the car.
Hey, my Lord, yes indeed.
What rule do you follow? You're trying to save yourself. So we have a whole lot of things that we need to address here and elsewhere. Again, we won't change until there's a vote. She says, something good. I've lost my son, but something good.
Yes, yes.
I lost my baby, but something good. When I prepare my husband's meal, one plate is missing. Something good. has to come from this loss that I've taken. And everyone in the house knows that in order for there to be a great change,
yes, Lord,
there will be a great loss.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And for there to be a great change, there will be a great sacrifice. I hate the young man had to sacrifice his life.
Amen.
But that comes apart with change.
Yes. Yes.
And if you are a believer,
mm-hmm.
it will come to you too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Now, am I exempt? No. No one that believes are exempt. So the Apostle Paul declares that all things work together for the good. Paul examines some things about life. He examines some things about serving God. He observes some things about how life really is. When he looks back over his life, y'all, it wasn't peaches and cream. Smart gentleman. But yet still, there was some dark spots
right, yeah, right.
in his life.
Yeah.
You might as well come on and say amen, because there are some dark spots in your life.
Yeah.
Certainly there are some dark ones in mine.
Yes.
But all things work together. I know it feels like you're catching hell.
Yeah.
Anybody in the house feel like I feel?
Yeah.
But all the things will work together
yeah.
for good
yeah, yeah.
for them that love the Lord.
Yeah.
And sometimes it don't taste so good. Sometimes it tastes very bad. And sometimes you go through some things that you shouldn't go through. And people talk about you and throw things at you and throw lies at you. But you just keep your head up. And just keep talking to the Master. And watch him turn things around. Have you turned anything around for in your life? You really wasn't treated right. You wasn't respected. But God will change things. Oh, yes, he will. I'm a living testimony that he'll change things. And not only will he change it, he'll just take it and turn it. All around.
Yes,
Brother Juven, I know what it's like to put your key in the door and it don't work.
All right. Come on,
but God will change things.
Yeah.
I know what it is to have church hurt.
Amen.
But I know what it means when God will turn that church hurt around. Do I have some help in the house?
Yes,
anybody experience in the church hurt?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
But just stay close to the Master.
Yes.
He'll take the pain and turn it around and replace the pain with a smile.
Yes.
And now those who cause the pain see you jumping and running and shouting and wondering how did they make it. Oh, someone can say, I made it by the grace. By the grace.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast with Pastor Michael H. Barnes. We pray his words of hope bless